Sorry for going a little long.
Our next speaker is David Laird. I know Dave for over 30 years. We were students together at Iowa State. We have been working for about the last 3 to 5 years on this biochar issue and other residuals. Dave is a research soil scientist at the TASC National Soil Tilth Lab, which is now known as the National Lab for Ag and Environment. So all yours, Dave.
Yes, I come to you from Nellie. Thank you. I appreciate you all being here. I'm going to give pretty much the same presentation I gave in Boulder, so I apologize to those who were at Boulder, but I see a lot of new faces here. And so first thing I want to do, though, is acknowledge my co-authors, Pierce Fleming, Dedrick Davis, Bakken Wang, Bob Horton, and Doug Carlin, variously of USDA, Iowa State University, and the Institute of Soil and Water Conservation. Pretty much what I'm going to report on today is the results of a 500-day soil column incubation. This is a fairly large-scale column study. There was a kilogram of soil in these columns. They contained 0, 5, 10, and 20 grams per kilogram char. They were repacked with bulk density, initial bulk density of 1.1, and they were leached on a weekly basis with dilute calcium chloride. On week 12 of the incubation, we added 5 grams of swine manure in the upper 3 centimeters of the soil. This went on for 500 days. At the end of that time, we excavated the soil, sectioning the 0 to 3, 3 to 6, and 6 to bottom segments. I'm going to be talking today primarily about the properties of the soil rather than the leachate or carbon emissions, which are other papers that we've presented. The char we used in this case was a hardwood char made by slow pyrolysis. It contained about 71% total carbon. It had a C to N ratio of about 100 to 1, about 20% volatiles by proximate analysis. Phosphorus, now what I want to show you, since these were our amendments of 5, 10, and 20 grams per kilogram and or 5 grams of the dried manure, these numbers represent the total amount of these elements that were added to the system. So dominantly the phosphorus came from the manure, very low phosphorus in the char itself. On the other hand, calcium, of course, came overwhelmingly from the manure. Carbon also dominantly from the char, although significant amounts were added with the manure. Nitrogen. Actually, we added a fair amount with the manure and a fair amount with the char, although less with the char. For potassium, magnesium, you can see, well, for trace elements like zinc, it was mostly in the manure, same with copper. Note the porosity of this char. First report here is bulk density, which was measured periodically during the course of the incubation, and this was done by quantifying the headspace above the soil in a known volume of the columns. The red line represents the initial bulk density, and the first thing to note is that over time the bulk density increased in all of these soils due to consolidation under gravity and under the leaching environment. However, the controls shown here in pink, the 0 char, 5, 10, and 20, and the M stands for manure, all have significantly higher bulk densities at the time of measurement. And this persisted over a year later. And the extent of reduction in bulk density was more than can be explained by a simple dilution. So there was a soil conditioning effect. Now, the second property I want to show is measured EGME surface area of the soils at the end of this experiment. So this is the legacy effect. And we had as much as an 18% increase in total surface area. This amounts to, if you do the mass balance type math, over 1,000 meters squared per gram effective surface area of the char. Impact on plant available water. This is probably one of the most important aspects of the char, and Jeff was just showing you what he did in his sandy soils in South Carolina. He almost doubled the water. We have very high quality soils in Iowa. We were only able to increase our drainable water, this is 48-hour drainable water, by 15%, We also excavated the soil and ran moisture retention curves, which you're seeing here. There was statistically no difference at 1/3 or 15 bar, but at 1 and 5 bars, we did see a significant 13 and 10% increase in water retention. In terms of the impact on total carbon, again, measured 500 days after the a char was added, we saw almost a 70% increase in carbon. By mass balance, our estimate is that we lost none, at least none detectable, of the char carbon in this system. Looking at the manure, if we look at the whole column, we were not able to see any effect or any legacy of the manure. If we focused on just the 0 to 3 centimeter depth, we did see some sign that a little bit of manure, but less than 20% of the manure carbon is recovered. Again, pointing out the char in this case is highly stable. The manure or most organic forms of biomass additions will be rapidly mineralized. In terms of nitrogen recovery, we see about a 7% increase in total nitrogen in these systems, not very much. However, this is overwhelmingly due to the char and not due to the manure. You do see that the manure-treated samples are systematically slightly higher, but that's not statistically significant looking at it in this sense due to the variability. Yet the manure, yet the char, which added less nitrogen, we still see that legacy, and it is statistically significant. This again implies that the type of nitrogen added with the char is again a much more stable form of nitrogen than the nitrogen that was added with the manure. If we look at, however, of course, when you measure total carbon and total nitrogen, you're dealing with, you have a fairly large error bar. But if you look at C to N ratios, many of those errors cancel out. And this is so because the carbon and nitrogen are determined simultaneously by thermal combustion on the same instrument, so estimates of water content and other instrumental errors tend to cancel out. So our C to N ratio is a much more significant or a much more precise measure. And we now are able to see highly significant char by manure interactions in C to N ratios. And indeed, with the exception of the 10 gram per kilogram treatment, we did see an increase that was significant in this difference in C to N ratio from the control to the manure, implying then that in some way or another the char has helped stabilize the nitrogen added with the manure. So a synergistic impact. pH, the char that we used had a pH of about 8.6, and it raised the pH by about 1 pH unit. The manure lowered the pH because of the ammonia in the manure, but this was evident only in the surface horizon of the char-treated samples, and it was statistically significant to depth, so these are depth increments as we're going down, in the control, but not significantly different in the char-treated samples. And we're able to see in electron microscopy the presence of oxides and hydroxides of bases, which of course are the source of this liming effect. In terms of the impact on cation exchange capacity, if you focus up here, this represents the percent change. Here's the data. Here's the analysis of variance. Obviously, the char effect was highly significant, as was the depth effect and the char by manure interaction. And we see increases of up to 30% in CEC with the char additions. Again, this is measured 500 days after the char was added. With phosphorus, again, remember, most of the phosphorus was added with the manure. Now we're seeing, again, relative to the zero char, zero manure additions, up to 250% increase in phosphorus. Question came out, where did all that P come from in Jeff's manure chars? It's in the manure, and you can certainly see that here. It increased primarily in the 0 to 3 depth segment. Overwhelmingly, and this is just goes to show that the char helped retain it in the soil. In the controls that did not receive manure, we do see a significant increase as a function in the lowest depth increment, the 6 to bottom, the yellows here, at the lower end. Malic Potassium, again, highly significant char, manure depth, and increases up to 40%. Most of that potassium, again, was added with, well, was added with the char and with some with the manure. Of course, you see it increasing with depth in all of these settings, and this is because it's a more mobile nutrient than is phosphorus. Now, I bring up boron just because this is the one that kind of raises a little bit of a red flag here. Again, it was, the char effect was significant, but what we're seeing here are minus signs. And basically, relative to the control, we actually had less malic-3 extractable boron. This implies that the boron was, in some way or another, immobilized in the system. We also saw lower sulfate, but it was not significant. And if we do the mass balance on the phosphorus data, if we look at the amount that came out the leachate, we reduced leachate by up to 70%, but we only increased malic-3 by a much smaller mass balance fraction, implying that some of that phosphorus may have been immobilized in the char itself. Now, Jeff's pointed out the importance of char quality. I'm not addressing that here, but clearly different chars can be expected to respond differently to all of these parameters, so it's something very critical. I'm just trying to show the potential that can be achieved here. So drawing a few conclusions, we can say that after 500 days, we saw significantly increased total carbon, nitrogen, water holding capacity, pH, cation exchange capacity, specific surface area, and a decrease in bulk density, all very positive impacts on soil quality. We saw a significant biochar by manure interaction for carbon to nitrogen ratios, implying the stabilization of nitrogen added with the manure. We saw increased malic-3 extractable phosphorus, potassium, calcium, and manganese, due both to reduced leaching and to the amounts or additions of these nutrients with the char and with the manure. Well, sorry, with the char, and we saw no significant effect on magnesium, copper, zinc, and sulfur, and we did see this one small decrease in boron. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Dave. What was the C20 treatment again? How much char did you add?
Sorry, 20 grams per kilogram. My treatment's 5, 0, 5, 10, and 20 grams per kilogram.
We'll have to wait for the discussion. We'll keep them up. Rick, you're up.
You got it. Escape.